Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author and vicar provincial of the Chicago province. His preaching is entitled, Knowing God as Mercy.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry that God did not carry out the evil he threatened against Nineveh. He prayed, I beseech you, Lord, is not this what I had said while I was still in my own country? This is why I fled at first to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger, rich in clemency, loath to punish. And now, Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. But the Lord asked, have you reason to be angry? Jonah then left the city for a place in the east of it where he built himself a hut and waited under it in the shade to see what would happen to the city. And when the Lord provided a gourd plant that grew up over Jonah's head, giving shade that relieved him of any discomfort, Jonah was very happy over the plant. But the next morning at dawn, God sent a worm that attacked the plant so that it withered. And when the sun arose, God sent a burning east wind, and the sun beat upon Jonah's head till he became faint. Then Jonah asked for death, saying, I would be better off dead than alive. But God said to Jonah, have you reason to be angry? Jonah answered, angry enough to die. Then the Lord said, you are concerned over the plant which cost you no labor and which you did not raise. It came up in one night, and the one night it perished. And should I not be concerned over Nineveh, the great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who cannot distinguish their right hand from their left, not to mention the many cattle? The word of the Lord. Our gospel text today is Jesus teaching the Our Father. And one petition within that Our Father is that God forgive us. That God forgive us. God, however, cannot not forgive. And I therefore have chosen our first reading today from the book of the prophet Jonah, because it exemplifies so well the mercy of God. In fact, our response to the psalm today is, Lord, you are merciful and gracious. Our first reading is the book of Jonah, and it's an amazing story with which we're probably familiar, how Jonah had attempted to resist a prophetic call. And now we can understand more readily why. We've been reading from the book of the prophet Jonah in the last day or so, and Jonah wanted to avoid what God was asking, basically because Jonah knew God and knew that God was merciful and that God would not carry out what God had said he would do. Jonah was expected to go to Nineveh, a foreign nation, a foreign city, as a Jewish man, to tell that nation that the God of Israel was going to punish them. A rather outlandish thought if we were to think that perhaps someone from a much smaller country than our own might be, someone coming from there to tell us that their God was going to punish us, a great and powerful people. Jonah ends up, of course, going, preaches through the streets of Nineveh that they will be punished. But in the end, of course, God relents. The people repent, God relents, and the people are not punished, and Jonah looks like a fool. That brings us to the text of the reading today, where Jonah was greatly displeased with God because he did not do what he had said he would do, what he asked Jonah the prophet to preach, to tell the people of Nineveh, that God did not carry out that threat. And therefore, rightly in one way, Jonah complains and says, "Is not this what I had said while I was still back in my own country? That's why I fled. That's why I didn't want to do this." Why? Because Jonah says, "I knew that you are a merciful God, slow to anger, rich in clemency, loath to punish." What's amazing is that this prophet, Jonah, knew God so well. In fact, in the New Testament, we have those texts where Jesus will say, "No sign will be given you except the sign of Jonah the prophet." If that's the only sign we're going to be given, it is certainly worthwhile for us to know what that is. And what would the people in the time of Jesus preaching have understood about the story of the prophet Jonah? We often think of it, of course, as after the resurrection, after 3 days and three nights, after 3 days in the belly of the big fish or the whale, all those things. But in fact, before the resurrection of Jesus, when Jesus was preaching, how did Jesus himself, and certainly the people, interpret the story of the prophet Moses? Basically, that God is merciful. Jonah went to the people of Nineveh. Jonah did what God had asked. God did not punish the people, and now Jonah complains, "I knew you wouldn't do this, Lord, because you are merciful." Then it gets somewhat humorous as Jonah complains, God gets a little testy. Jonah seems to be pouting about the whole thing, more than pouting. He'd rather be dead than alive. But God attempts to teach Jonah the lesson that Jonah laments the fact that God allowed the plant that gave him shade to wither, but is not our God not only merciful but powerful, and therefore looks upon that great city of Nineveh with all its people in a very significant way. God could not destroy those people. God desired their repentance or turning around. God is merciful. It reminds me of a line from Meister Eckhart, the 14th century Dominican mystic, in which Eckhart says, "It's one thing to know God as love, another to know God as truth. But one knows God best when one knows God as mercy." God is kind and merciful. God cannot not forgive. God cannot not love. God is with us and for us. And although God seeks our repentance so that we enter into a change and transformation of our way of life, so that we can be one with God, but it's a change on our part. On God's side, God is always there, always forgiving, always merciful. This is the lesson of the prophet Jonah, the sign that is given to us to believe and trust completely and ultimately in the mercy of God. To know God is to know mercy. Thank you.